Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crap Is. It's a podcast for all that crap that we just love to talk about.
On Yale Bravs.
I'm Ronnie, and guess who's with me? Handsome, tall, gorgeous, smells good, great hair, buys adorable shirts. His name is Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, I'm not sure that I smell so great today or that my hair is so great today, but I appreciate the sentiment anyway.
Yeah, don't ruin it, you know.
I'm not going to. In
people's heads yes, now that you smell good, and now, you know, people are like, ew, Ben smells and his hair is stringy.
Yeah, you know what? My hair is amazing and my smells are fantastic.
And I'm That's thin as hell, everybody. I'm thin as hell. I've been
super
on a diet
thin.
For 3 days.
Good.
I am absolutely gobsmacked that I haven't lost 100 pounds. But yeah, it's pretty crazy what eating a few fruits will do to you. I'm like a drug addict over here. Like, I'm not craving the fruit. Like, it's nothing like that. I mean, I'm still dreaming of Domino's, but like, I'm not sleeping all day. Just super weird. I'm like waking up and thinking, I should go outside. And then I'm like, well, maybe I should eat a pizza because who wants to go outside? Like, that's a very dangerous thought to start having, you know? So I'm in a mind fuck. That's where I'm at.
Okay. Well, let me give you something to unfuck your mind, something very happy and lovely. I want to give a shout out to Jenny Agnew, who is a friend of one of our friends, Anna David, who has been on this podcast before, who is a talented writer that's a separate subject. But Jenny Agnew listens to Crappins, and on top of that, she just finished her cancer treatment. So congratulations, Jenny. We hope it's smooth sailing from here on out.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that because it's below deck, but congratulations yes. to, you know, to anyone who is going through that fight in our Crappins family. But for right now, we got Jenny Agnew. So congratulations, Jenny.
Yes,
we're
Jenny.
So happy to hear this news. And anyone who's a friend of Anna David's is a friend of ours. So that was the big shout out. That's the feel good moment for this episode. That's all about fighting about dirt.
This is a dustpan fight episode. And as I was watching this, I was like, wow. So basically the producers are just writing a love letter to Ben this season. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of surprising that we got this far into, you know, the below deck extended universe without having a dustpan fight. it's like, at last, here it is. We made it.
You know, and it's only below deck that can get you excited about this shit, too, because you mentioned it, and then I got excited to get to that part, because I have things to say. It's like, I have things to say about your pile of dirt, sir.
Yeah, don't tread on me. Literally, don't tread on me. That's what the dirt is saying to Lexi. So the episode opens up. There was a big cliffhanger about whether or not Carrie is going to marry Clint, the alcoholic Jim Carrey-esque character that's on this boat. Will she marry a total schmuck, or will she actually make a good choice in her life? Spoiler alert. She doesn't take the good choice.
Yeah.
So,
spoiler alert. Couples like this always end up getting married, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the divorce is as fun as the marriage because they just like to bitch at each other.
Yeah, exactly. And Carrie is, she has like the most stereotypical sob of all time, because where we start up is her saying, I'm not marrying you tomorrow. Good. I don't want to marry you.
Yeah, I'm not marrying you either. I don't want to. And I'm going to go tell him right now.
Because you're a loo-hoo. Huzzah. And so he stomps out of the room, and then you just hear her going, like the most stereotypical sob. Like, it's like if you were going to acting class, like, okay, kids, this is how you sob. You do a three, like a down the staircase, huh, huh, huh. And she's like,
yeah.
I don't want to marry him. I don't want to.
And then I love this because as it goes on, you just see him stalking around angrily and her sobbing more. I was just picturing Ramona Singer in Morocco when she threw herself on the bed and like put her hands over her head and like moved her chest a lot like she was sobbing. It sounded like that kind of a sob.
Yeah, like a very diaphragm forward sob, like where the diaphragm's really working overtime.
Why doesn't she hear me? Why doesn't she see me?
And Clint goes to his friend. He's like, we're not getting married. Do not go in there, okay?
So everybody else, all the staff and stuff, are just going to bed. And Lexi has to work late, and she's just bitching to herself, which these clips are becoming my favorite of Lexi just bitching by herself. She's like, oh, how was Croatia? Oh, great. I saw it through a porthole. Great. Thanks for asking. Carrying a vacuum up those fucking spiral stairs. And so then
I love when this dudes have entitlement.
I do too. So then Clint goes back to his room and we just heard, and he goes back in the room and you just hear.
And some of the people, some of the crew are just sort of gossiping about it and wondering what's going on. And then Matt, who's sort of just like inherently creepy, is like, so are they having group sex? Huh? You think they're having group sex? Huh? He, last week I said that, or 2 weeks ago, I said that he sounds like Woody Allen. And I'm going to walk that back because I think it was just like one scene he sounded sort of like Woody Allen. But now I'm thinking he's sort of like Barney Rubble-esque, sort of like
he
a,
is
dirty
a little
Barney
Rubble. Yeah, he is kind of a doot. Yep. That's what they're doing, Fred.
Yeah, you think he does. Hey, Fred, you think they're having group sex in there, huh, Fred?
Hey, Fred. He's got a little bit of that, yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing about him is he always looks like he's been sobbing and also has a cold and also is going to get out of a white van and kidnap children. Like, he is just kind of a creepy guy. But then.
And also, he's also going to corner you and tell you about, like, why the Beastie Boys are the best band of all time. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah. So next morning, and by the way, I thought he said,
they can have makeup sex, Fred. Huh? They can have makeup
sex.
Oh,
is it makeup
sex?
That's, I heard
that's
group
the best
sex.
Part. That's the best part, Fred.
Whoa.
Oh,
that was loud.
Oh, really? Are we going to keep our texts on during the show now?
Really? Actually,
well,
no.
Let
this
me
was.
Turn on my texts.
No. Guess what? My texts were off. This was that bullshit where my phone, my laptop was like, you have an appointment and it's so important that we're going to override your headphones. So that I hate when they do that. I put the headphones in for a reason, laptop.
Yeah.
Bastards. Rude.
Next morning. So it's the next morning. Matthew's making crepes. And I'm like, oh, my God, I suddenly like Matthew again. Listen, I love a good crepe stuffed with some, you know, there's like some white melty cheese in there. What's that called? That like light powdery
like,
kind of
like
cheese,
a Gruyere like or a fontina,
like a ricotta.
A
don't they put ricotta? No, go more trashy.
Creme fraiche. You know? Creme
like
fraiche
what's in a Bellini? What's in a Bellini?
Well, Bellini is just like a pancake.
Ugh, gross. No, with cheese.
No, creme fraiche. People would normally put a dollop of creme fraiche on a Bellini.
Right. No, I'm not thinking Bellini. I'm thinking the blintz.
Oh, a blintz would be what more of like a ricotta.
Ricotta. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, girl, I love you, Katz's Deli. Sorry I didn't remember your name, Blintz, but you know what? It's the diet, okay?
You know what? Matt is a Blintz. Like, I feel like if you were to say, like, what breakfast food is everyone on this boat? I'm not sure who's what, but Matt is definitely a Blintz.
Well, now you're making me like him again, even more.
Oh,
so
that's true.
Now he's okay by
like
me.
Him too. Okay, let's. Well, I'll come up with something more to un-Blintz him, okay, because...
Well, I will say he has a sloppy crepe. He doesn't know how to fold the crepe right, so he does like a square fold, which, you know, I mean, make a better effort.
It was like a very Frank Gehry crepe. It was sort of like ruffled and architectural. It was like, oh, congratulations. You just designed like Frank Gehry's new building because Frank Gehry's going to take a picture of it and just like.
Wow.
I think that was a thing on The Simpsons once where they took some trash and Frank Gehry's like, my next building.
Yeah, we really needed to update the design of the crepe, Matt. So glad you're here. Courtney,
nice ruffle crepe.
Yeah, Courtney's like, oh, my last crew, I didn't do many cabins, but I want to do service because, you know, it's not very social doing the laundry.
And they've shown, this is now, I think, the second or third time we've seen this photo of her on some other boat where she's like in like a bonnet or something, wiping the floor like she just came out of some sort of Pride and Prejudice, like cosplay yacht. I don't know what it is, but she's like, I just have to clean the floors before I get my muffins from Mother.
So then we see Malia with the deck crew and they're talking about the fighting couple. And she's like, yeah, they went downstairs because like they were fighting. I mean, the couple that's supposed to get married today, they were fighting. So, I mean... Like how Malia is all judgy about everyone else's relationship. Don't forget, we saw your last one. Fucking
yeah,
clusterfuck.
Let's not forget. Yeah, let's not forget the fight about a sliced cucumber. Okay, so Malia's
you want
like
to talk
I mean,
about being with someone who's yelling at you. You dated Adam, ma'am.
Tom and Tom and Adam. Great. Yeah. So she's like, I mean, the fighting is supposed to start once you're married. And then David is there's joking about how she's pessimistic about relationships. And then it comes to David, who's like has the hots for her, and he's like. Do I need to change that?
Do I need to change it? Oh, I like Malia.
Oh, really? Really, do you? Please back down, David. David's. I think all the guys have an assignment that they have to like be in love with somebody this season.
Yeah, I think so. They're making everyone has like a crush.
Yeah.
It feels like everyone on the boat is trying to find a crush because later on, like the girls are just they're even like checking out the guys who don't even get to be on the show, like the proper workers, like the engineers who are admittedly very hot.
That guy is so hot then, though. Oh my
like,
god.
I was like, oh my god, Martin yeah. with an E.
Oh, is so that his name, Z, Martin? No.
Martin with an E. Well, there was Martin and there was another guy. The other guy we only got to see a silhouette of.
But they're like, hey, don't you like Jitem? They're like, yeah, Jitem's hot. I don't know. That's what it is in my head. Martin. I don't know.
So I'm just going to move forward. So Z is
yeah,
like...
I'm pondering Martins now. I'm like, which Martins do I like and which Martins don't I like? Could I get a boner for a Martin? Carry on, Ben.
You could. So Z is talking about Courtney and because he has a crush on her. So that's happening. Then Lloyd is sleeping. And then Therese, you may remember from her most, her breakout quote, it's a mega yacht.
It's a mega yacht, Sammy. It's a mega yacht.
It was terrible.
Not acceptable, Sammy.
Girl, it's a mega yacht.
Mega yacht.
It's a mega yacht. So
she really is the worst.
She is.
Therese.
So yeah, Therese. So she I all that talk, by the way, of what we just did to tell you everyone this. Therese is awakened at the table. That's it, guys.
But she does do it horribly, right?
Yeah.
She just like sits there like with her duck lips all she just always looks pissed off.
I'm at a mega yacht table. A mega yacht table.
So it's super awkward, and then we cut to Matthew, because a thunderstorm is coming. Dun, 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 dun. And Matthew's like, what's the vibe, Fred? You know what? My knee just inverted. I think there's a thunderstorm coming, Fred. It can't work. Hey, I can't do it. So then breakfast is served, and people are coming down and stuff. And Carrie comes down. This is the bride, and she's still kind of mad from last night. comes down, and Clint is just... doing that thing like a little kid, like a little drunk child who knows he was wrong. He's like, there she is. Look who it is. It's my baby. Yeah, babe. You know what, babe? You should have some food because that will give you life, babe.
Yeah, he's like deeply annoying. I also believe he's still drunk. He's just like he's weird because he has like that Jim Carrey energy. And Jim Carrey is great on screen. But I don't think I want to be with a Jim Carrey persona on a yacht. But it also has like a little bit of that like late 90s Ryan Reynolds energy too. Do you remember Ryan Reynolds in the late 90s when he was on like Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place? Like I don't need Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place energy on my luxury yacht. I mean, it's a mega yacht. It's a mega yacht.
And so one of the ladies, Katie, is like, hey, Jana or whatever. What's her name? Carrie.
Carrie.
Hey, Katie and Carrie and Clint, Sam and Mike and Jeff. She's like, hey, are you ready for today, hon? Isn't it going to be fun? He's like, yeah, well. Because Carrie still won't look at him or speak to him.
Yeah. Katie, by the way, is actually the chief stew. So it was more like, are you ready for today? Because she won.
Sorry, she was trying to find out I don't know here. It's only episode 3. Get off my ass.
So Katie, she's just trying to find out if this wedding is still happening, and they're like yes, and she's like, well, I was hoping not to do it because, you know, love conquers all, right? But oh well. So then
well,
the cake
arrives.
As long
as these two get married, we can do whatever we want. Why? Because we're on a super yacht, Sammy.
It's a mega yacht. It's gonna be a mega wedding on a mega yacht. So then,
I changed it to super. So guess who's not getting a tip today? Follow my changes, Sandy. Mega yacht.
It's a super yacht. We're putting a red cape on it. It's a super. When this boat goes into a phone booth, it comes out as a super yacht.
Would you like to take your vows at the sunset? Shall we do sunset vows? And she's like, you know, I was kind of hoping I wouldn't have to do this, but... Oh, yeah, you've already said that. So then, delivery, the cake is here, you guys. So, cake drama coming down the swim platform.
Yeah, and they totally are hazing Zeke. They make him... First of all, I don't know why they accept this cake at the end of that line of, like, rickety, you know, floating... Are those the things that they call floaties or whatever? But that... or they call them naughties, right? It's like, why would you accept the cake there on your like unstable, wobbly, fake pier when you could just accept the cake by the back of the boat and just like grab it onto the deck? So they have, you just see Z with this thing, and Malia's like holding him from behind as if that's going to help at the moment that he topples into the ocean.
Yeah.
So they're just like bringing the cake in. And then Matt, fucking Matt, he's like, whoa, Fred, on my first full day with guests on the boat, it's an intense amount of work to have. Wow. But at least I get to order the cake. It makes me feel very anxious. Oh, I'm like, you feel anxious? First of all, everything makes this guy feel anxious. He sees a peapod. He's anxious. But now he's going to talk about how all the intense amount of work that he has, Did he watch the first episode of this season? Did he see that?
Here's my note on that. Dope voice. That's what I wrote down.
See? Yeah, Barney, yeah, Fred. Voice, it works.
All right, I'm going to stick with that, Fred. So anchors down, everybody, and Sandy's like, oh my God, this is 25 knots of gales of windy wind. You know what? I don't like that. Okay, this is a Hannah wind blowing through here. I don't like it.
Big old Hannah wind.
This is a honey-eyed wind coming through here, right?
And then Carrie and Clint are like, they go into their room, and Carrie's like, Clint, will you come here? And he's like, I love you. I mean, we're still getting married, right? I was like, ugh, please.
And then we get Lloyd being wacky and doing, I don't know, rapping or something. I'm not sure what he's doing.
Yeah, so he's doing like a dance song. He's like, we need girls in here. We need girls in here.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So then Perez is like, oh my God, Lieutenant Dan, let's get in the hot tub, Lieutenant Dan. Yeah, hot tub. Please get rid of her.
Yeah. Please, like, why are you bringing Forrest Gump into this? We don't need this right now, okay? We do not need this.
Oh my God, I saw a feather the other day, and I was like, oh my God. It was like Forrest Gump. Like Forrest Gump.
She wouldn't say, run, Forrest, run. She'd be like, run, Forrest, run!
Like, it's a marathon. A marathon.
A marathon, Forrest!
So then Captain Sandy to the interior, chef's department, everyone, 25 knots of wind. I don't know if you heard about that, honey highs wind. You're gonna feel it. Let's get our Captain Glenn on and move this boat around. Okay, you're feeling it, you're ready. And so then everything starts to bumble around and everything, and Matt's like, my cake. And but everything's fine.
And then he's like, you know, I'm as ready as I can be to do a wedding alone, Fred. But you know what? This is going to be a lot. Because when you think a wedding, you think elaborate, right? It's a lot of pressure to do on your own, Fred. I picked the wrong day to come back. I shouldn't have come back today doing the wedding all by myself. You literally are not doing anything different. You're serving three courses like you normally would serve three courses. Get over yourself.
Literally get over yourself. Also, with all that, like, all that like sloshing and like, oh my God, look at the, it's windy and the water is sloshing out of the hot tub and the cake is might fall over. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh good, it's calm now. Okay, oh, that gosh, was great. Yeah,
we're right past that.
That was fun. Okay, good. I was like, great, that was, okay. So, so then Sandy's like, hey, Malia. Okay, Malia and Katie, guess what? This weather. We're not going to be able to do the shore. No shore, no fireworks. You have to tell the guests that. Yeah, tell them you have to do your food on the boat, okay?
Now, here's the important thing. I'm the preacher, and I need time to practice. I'm so nervous to officiate. I do a lot of public speaking now, okay? But that's mostly women empowerment on boats type speeches, you know? But my palms are sweating. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I don't know if I... Do you believe in yourself enough to believe in me doing the... Oh, God, I can't do this. I can't... What the hell? Calm down. You're going to read it off your damn iPhone anyway.
Yeah, literally from like weddingvows.com or wedding officiate, whatever. So so now we see Malia bossing around Z, and she's like, you know, I just love having someone who's green. You know, it's just so fun to teach them when I have time. So she's teaching Z. Z is learning. But he's actually one of the I'm actually so happy to see like a good learner because I'm. It's we've had a lot of trauma of the people who don't know what the hell they're doing, but that they act like they do know what they're doing. I like that Z is just like he just wants to learn and just smiling and is just so sweet and lovely as opposed to like literally got every it, other deck has been
totally
on the show.
Totally got this. And they like
yeah.
throw the line over a guest or something. Yeah, it is yeah. nice. Katie is like, she has to go break the news to the guests. So she's like, guys, I spoke to Cindy and the wedding has to be here on the boat. You know, sometimes I usually say yes in my job, but sometimes I have to say no. Are we okay with that, ladies? And Therese is just like...
she's already ready.
Like way out to here. And she doesn't say anything, but you know in her head, she's like...
yeah, she's going to go screaming Maggie out into a pillow. And her friend actually turns to her. Her friend turns to her and goes, okay, so then we'll just have to take deep breaths and be cool, right, Therese? It's a mega yacht.
So let's see. The deck crew are putting together decorations together, and they're, you know, ugly as hell. And Malia is asking them how long they've all been single. And David's like, a year and a half. I've been single a year and a half. And Z is like, basically my whole life I've been single, actually.
Yeah. He's like, I'm only 13, so. And then David's like, yeah, I had a girlfriend on a boat who cheated, and she cheated on me with someone else on the boat. Yeah, so we did like a 2 to 3 months aboard with him and her. Like, you know, nice guys finish last. You know, with my work, my personal life, and all this shit. My girlfriend said I was too nice, and so she felt she could do anything, get away with it. And then so she cheated on me and was like, but you still want to be with me, right? And I was like, absolutely fucking not, right? Right? Nice guys finish last.
I was like, absolutely fucking not. Thank you very much for the good talk. Would you like some tea?
Wait, and then, of course, I gave her a back massage because, I mean, how could I not do that? She was stressed out.
1 hour till the wedding. So Katie is telling us, I was in wedding management, and it was my dream, which is odd because I don't really want to get married myself. Well, Jack, we fell in love. Like, I thought I met a soulmate, but I'm really glad we didn't get married. As much as I love Jack, he can be a fucking nightmare. But he got my face on his arms. That's the same thing, right? It's a bigger commitment. There's something goofy about Katie. I can't wait
until
Katie's out.
She's gonna go. She's gonna break, which is gonna be amazing. Also, when she was talking about being in wedding management to show evidence of this, they put up a picture of her with basically Mario Singer. Like, it wasn't Mario Singer, but it was like Australia's answer to Mario Singer. I was like, is that Mario Singer? So then, Matt is he's trying to figure out if he's gonna be making hors d'oeuvres for the shore, and Lexi's like, you're preparing food on board. You hear me? You hear me? He's like, no.
Yeah, preparing food. On board. So then Courtney has some stiff nips because it's chilly. And Therese is in the mirror putting her earrings on and getting ready for this wedding. She's wearing red to a wedding, which gross, Therese. And she's putting her earrings on. She's like, oh my God, I love them.
These earrings are perfect for a mega yacht. A mega yacht. So,
okay,
now
I'm gonna practice. I gotta practice my vows. Okay, Carrie, drunk guy, Clint, you guys have expressed commitment in the love promise you just made to keep and cherish love on loving, cherished promises of Wheels of Change and love section 237A of the Charter of. Gosh dang it, Maritime Law, get out of my brain!
Man, that was pretty beautiful. Yeah, I have to say, that was pretty beautiful, right? And then Martin's there and he goes, it's okay.
See, he's so hot.
Yeah, he's so hot. That's how you know someone's really hot, because they just literally don't care what anyone else has to say. That's hot privilege.
Totally hot.
So, because they know everyone's still going to be friends with them. So yeah. Then it's 2 minutes before the wedding, and Carrie's getting into her dress. And Clint is on the deck, and he goes, life! Life! I'm like, okay, you know what? Throw yourself off this boat. I cannot deal with you anymore.
This rainbow. Thank you, Lord. Wow!
Like, he is wasted. He is wasted. Enjoy this, Carrie. So now everyone's lining up. The women, the bridesmaids, are dressed literally in a shade of pepperoni. Like, it's like they look like they could be toppings for a pizza. Not a good look, I think. But, you know, a standard flex for a bride, I guess, to make her bridesmaids look terrible.
Yeah, and the captain's all nervous. And so everybody's getting ready to do this. And Z, of course, is like, I'd love to get married, have a couple of babies. He's running around. And we get everybody's view on marriage. And Lloyd is like, marriage is terrifying. I mean, even dating. You know, I like to woo them with my goofiness, but it takes weeks, months, sometimes years. It's a long time. I haven't dated.
David's like, you know, I'm a 29-year-old guy. I love kids. I love dogs. You know, I'm just looking for anyone who's not going to be a major hassle. I mean, listen, just anything that walks, you know, I'll be happy with it. You know, you can cheat on me. I'll mind, but I really don't mind. I just am happy to have someone I can call my own. You know, like, I'll get you breakfast. I'll get you lunch. I'll get you dinner. I'll build you a house. I'll give you all my money. You know, nice guys finish last. Just for kiss of us.
And Katie's like, oh my God, we made this happen. Oh, we did it. I mean, shitty weather, the bride and groom are arguing, but we did it. Thank nothing can go wrong. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Falls down the stairs.
She has like a fall, like a big fall. Like, I watched that a few times. It wasn't as good as when what's her face fell down the stairs on Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
What
Allie,
do you mean, what's like, her face? You mean the only person with morals here in this reunion? The only person with morals.
And when she went down that staircase, oh, boom, 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 boom. That was great.
Yeah.
Good time for staircases. But she's okay. Don't everyone worry. She was okay.
Yeah, so let's see. Courtney stuck down with the bride, Carrie. And, I mean, you can't exactly ask a woman, like, so, your guy is so cheap that he's using an already paid-for yacht to get married to you, and he's a drunk, and actually you've got a little throw-up on your wedding dress. So you can't say any of that. So she's like, wow, you look amazing. I hope you have a wonderful life. Oh, it's chilly out here, isn't it?
Yeah, she does not know what to say. She's like, have you ever been on a Pride and Prejudice cruise? So fun. So now it's the wedding time. So Carrie starts coming up the stairs. And Clint is like doing wasted Jim Carrey faces to her as she like approaches. He's like his eyebrows are up and he's like squinty eyed and like his tongue is practically sticking out. He's just like the biggest douchebag you can imagine at a wedding.
And he's wasted, and he's trying to pretend he's crying, you know, like squeezing his eyes really tight. So the captain, like, wow, lucky girl. Your man smells like tequila during your vows. Have fun with that. So the captain's
it's like, by the way, the stereotype in every wedding is that there's always the best man who gets wasted and gives like a terrible speech. It's like, what would happen if that best man actually got married? And here it is. It's Clint.
Yes. So the captain's like, guys, I have to confess that I brought drugs on board. Just kidding. That was Hannah. We took care of that. Get off my ass, America. Okay, it's over. Okay, so this is the first time I've ever done this, and it's the first time you've done this, so guess what? We're in the same boat.
Literally. She didn't even say pun intended. I couldn't believe it. I know.
So she reads out her vows, and she doesn't do any of the stuff she planned before. She's just like, do you marry her? Do you marry him? Great. You know, that's great. You know, you're both a gale. Okay, if I had to name your kind of wind, you're both gales. You know what? And two gales make a Padma. So have a good life.
I was oddly annoyed by the fact that when she said, Clint, will you take Carrie to be your lawfully wedded wife? He says, I will. And then when she says, Carrie, will you take Clint to be your lawfully wedded husband? She goes, I do. I'm like, you know, you guys aren't even on the same page. You're either both got to be I wills or both I do's. But no, I will and I do. I do not accept it. This marriage, as deemed by maritime law, is invalid.
Your grammar is not compatible. Please leave.
It's more like just the syntax. I want like correlating syntax. I want parallel syntax. I don't want someone. But you know, the thing is also, if someone says I will, even if I thought it should probably be I do, I probably would say I will also just to match them. And so then I also wonder, was she saying I do just to kind of be like, fuck him, I told him it's I do, so I'm still going to do it to prove it, which means that they're already having a fight with their vows.
Well, yeah, because he's actually doing it right. Because if the question is, will you take her? Yes. Then the question is, yes, I will, not I do. It's like Carrie's, you know, up her own ass over there, but she's the one who's fucking all of this up.
She did actually fuck it up.
I do, right?
I agree, because it was like her wedding. She was like, it was her big day. She's probably actually mad at Sandy. She's like, I told Sandy that the phrase should be, do you take this man? And I'm just going to stick to it, because I've always dreamed of being able to say I do. So I'm going to say I do, and fuck it. Fuck them both.
Yeah. And now who looks stupid? Everyone. Okay.
Everyone. We're all in the same boat, you know? Haven't done it before. Hey, Carrie and Clint, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride. And he goes, yes!
Did she say Clinton Carey Yokel?
Yoder or something. Yoder.
Clinton Carey Yokels. Would you like to be married? Okay, you will, you do, whatever.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then we're going to get some bacon blue cheese pinwheels, some sesame tuna wasabi mayo. Like, wow, that sounds like delicious food to make out to after.
Yeah, thanks. How about thanks, like chef. A Caesar salad Caesar salad lollipop. So then, so now there's a huge rainbow, and now Clint is crying into his hands.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, I'm Jesus. Like,
this guy is wasted. Welcome to the rest of your life, Carrie.
Well, she doesn't seem much better. I mean, she's definitely more
she's
quiet.
She's a fixer. She's probably a fixer, you know? This is probably like a reinterpretation of leaving Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Leaving Croatia.
So then, let's see. There, Lexi's kind of bossy, we see, because she's like, do you want to focus on decorations and I'll take tables, Katie? Katie's like, whatever, fine. And then we go to Matt, and he's like, wow, you know, Captain Sandy, that was your first wedding. Good job. Maybe you could do my wedding one day.
And she's like, oh, you're getting married? He goes, only if I find two girls, I want a thruple. And she goes, that's funny. That's funny. What a funny thing. And then he goes, to me, non-monogamy is normal. I'm a share bear. I'm like, nice branding, you cheating ass. You're a share bear. You're a cheater. That's what you're saying right now. Because he didn't say poly. He didn't say poly. He said non-monogamy, which does not, I don't think that's the same as poly.
I think he just wants more people to fill in when he's like, you know, had it with doing the rest of the work for the day, you know? He's like, I'm sick of cooking dinner. What are you getting here?
You know what? I'm sorry. I want to be in this marriage, but I can't do it anymore. I'm anxious. I think I hurt my knee. I think I got to get out of here. Okay. Luckily, I've got someone else to fill in for me. Oh, I got to get out of here. I'm sorry. Oh, it's just a mosquito bite.
I'm better. Katie tells the guest, did you guys see the rainbow? And Carrie's like, a psychic told my mother that my grandfather would show up at my wedding as a rainbow. And she's like, oh my God, that's going to make me cry because there was a rainbow here. When my grandfather passed away, there was a moth in the room. And now every time I see a moth, I know that my grandfather's there. I was like, wait, you're taking down the romance of this scene, Katie.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's one thing when Dorinda said a red balloon or even a quarter, like a nice, but a moth. I mean,
or the rainbow. I mean, there were two rainbows, one at the beginning and one at the end of the wedding. That's something. But like every time you turn on the lights outside in the dark, like really?
I mean, this was tenuous. She's like. Well, technically, she said, every time my anxiety is really bad, a moth will fly by me. I'm like, are you having anxiety at night while you're standing at a porch? I mean,
yeah, did you lock yourself out? Did the sliding glass door lock itself and you're nervous that you can't get in? What's going on with you, Katie?
What are the odds that one of the most ubiquitous insects, whatever, you know, grace you with its presence while you're going through something? Like, it's like a moth. It's like just the least poetic version of this that we've seen. Like,
I mean,
usually
at least
something...
get a butterfly, you know?
Like I know, a butterfly. At least a butterfly. like try to have some whimsy. Like, even it's like, oh, I see a bluebird, or there's a cloud in the sky, or like the ice cream truck goes by, maybe, but like a moth. It's like, every time I'm having anxiety, sometimes I see an oil slick. No, it's my grandpa.
Yeah, we're monsters. So then Malika gets a call from Tom in bed, and he's like,
I'm sorry. And then in response to the rainbow thing, you know what Therese does? She starts crying and goes, it was the most prominent rainbow I have ever seen in my life.
The rainbow's only the only one to get a good Yelp review from Therese.
It's a rainbow. A prominent rainbow.
So Malia's in bed and she gets a call from Tom. He's like, I miss you. I just wanted to talk. Has the new crew? What have they done with the potatoes? Have they thrown them in the trash? If they have, you better tell me right now, because I will not be made to look like a goddamn idiot on the phone while you're on the boat.
Oh, the potatoes in the bin. Oh, no. Am I meant? Are you saying that I'm meant to cut this cucumber all by myself on this yacht? I'm here alone on this yacht, Malia, and you didn't even come and join me on this yacht so you can slice this cucumber. Oh, am I just a cucumber slicer now? I studied under great chefs. I studied under the guy, Gordon Ramsay, and now I'm here. I'm meant to slice a cucumber. I'm going to throw it in the bin. I'm done with this fucking bin.
So she's like, yeah, it's really weird to talk to him. Like, I'm pretty raw. I want to still talk to him like normal, but like, I fucking hate him at the same time. There's plenty of fish in the sea, especially ones that don't talk to other fishes.
I feel like actually a lot of the fish cheat. Sorry to say that, Malia.
Yeah, I think fish cheat. I saw a video on Facebook of a horse. What do you call them? A seahorse giving birth. Oh my God. You know, I almost wrote a complaint letter.
Are you going to Karen the a seahorse?
I'm going to Karen a sea. This is a lot. It's a lot of babies just flying out of you. You know, there's a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. When those seahorses, that's what you call a big old hippocampine, you know, like vomit of babies right there.
That's a lot of babies. Like, get out into the world, all of you. Multiply.
Yeah, seahorses get credit because I think it's like the dads that raise their little babies or something, or there's something with the dad. Maybe the dad gets pregnant. I don't know what it is. But of course, it's like, oh, wow, congratulations. One fish dad is responsible. Out of literally all the fish in the sea, there's like one fish dad that's responsible. So they're like, give an award. Like, look at the seahorse. It actually cares about its babies. I was like, oh, so now, let me tell you something. Fish patriarchy is a real thing, okay? Real thing.
I will say that seahorse are the shyest of fish because to have that many, there's got to be millions of seahorse. After seeing that seahorse give birth, there have to be a gazillion of them. Why aren't they like everywhere? Why aren't they in every Disney movie?
They die. They have. That's why they have so many babies because like there's so many predators out there. There's like so to be a fish in the sea must be like so hard because like there's predators everywhere and they're like. From above, from below, from they're like in the sand. It's like everywhere you go, it's like, am I going to be eaten alive today? Is today the day am I going to be eaten alive?
My Octopus Teacher, one of the most harrowing films of 2020, everybody.
Fucking pajama sharks.
For real. Right? So let's see. So then the captain's checking with Matt, and the captain keeps making these comments, but she doesn't even know that she's making a joke. She's like, oh, hey, Matt, so you're doing okay. I mean, you got your feet under you, huh? Like, it's the guy who like couldn't walk last week. You know, like, never really gets it.
So then Lexi is setting the table, and Kitty's like, oh, Lexi, what we need to do is the water glass has to go on top of the main knife like this, and then it's a triangle. It makes a little triangle. And Lexi's like, oh, that's so funny, because each chief stew always has something different. Like, I was taught you put it here and here and here. And Katie's like, you know what? It's a busy day. I don't really need this conflict. I'm like, listen, Lexi is not great, but I would hardly say that this is conflict. This was, well, I mean, she was talking back a little bit in that she was instead of saying, okay, cool. She was kind of giving an excuse, but I feel like there's a lot more conflict to come. Yeah, big glass
war. Yeah, the great glass war. So shots. The guys are doing more shots. And, of course, we've got somebody ordering millions of espresso shots and
Espresso. Espresso yes. shots. Yes. Don't forget, there's an X in there on Blow Deck. Courtney and Lexi go on break, but Katie hasn't been on break all day because she's like the chief stew and she has to be there. So she's doing that. And then we see Matt, he goes into the freezer to get the cake. And then he bops himself, which is like an ongoing issue with him. He doesn't seem to have spatial awareness with his body and low overhangs. And then he's like, oh, fuck. Oh, God. The wedding cake. I dropped the wedding cake. This is a fucking disaster. And then they pull it out and it's like totally fine, except for like a little bit of frosting on the cardboard.
Yeah. It's like where it hits the side of the box and you just have to take a knife and like, boop, 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 and it's fine. And so we cut to the guys just to hear this. Like this big, huge burp, which I'm sure was classy Clint. And then back to Matt. He's like, okay, I'm about to plate the scallops, friend. I'm about to plate the scallops. Oh, wait, we mixed a part. Okay, so Lexi. Okay, so yes. Matt sees Lexi, and he's like, okay, I got scallops. Okay, so just tell me. just tell me when to seat it so I can fire the scallops. And she's like, oh, you can fire it up. They just sat.
Yeah. Because he says, I need to know when it's exactly three, when they're exactly 3 minutes away. And she's like, yeah, you can fire up the scallops. And so then, yeah, then we have this like burp. And so Matt like makes these scallops and he's like, all right, Fred, I got the scallops ready to go. And Katie's like, easy, tiger. Not everyone's at the table. He's like, I'm not a tiger. I'm a share bear. What's going on here?
What the fuck, Fred? What the fuck? This guy's spitting out. And we see the guests are like, yeah, the guests are like, oh, you know, let's eat, everybody. We should sit down. And Therese is like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. 5 seconds, I'll be there. I mean, 5 seconds.
First, I have to check in on my pet sheep, okay?
So then... So Matt goes up to Katie and is like, you know, Lexi said that you guys were already ready already, okay? And she goes, all right, so going forward, always do the comms with me because I actually know, okay? And he's like, yeah, well, she said you guys are doing the water. So then Katie goes up to
water,
Lexi.
Water, wine, fire. She said it, Fred. She said it.
It was right there, Fred. Water, wine, fire.
So Katie tells Lexi, don't tell him, like, let me do it, basically. And she's like, I literally only told him we're doing waters, okay? And I remember this well because my talent as Miss Bahamas was remembering things, okay? And I don't want to talk about the fact that I was Miss Bahamas, but I was Miss Bahamas.
But then we cut to her just saying a couple minutes ago, oh, she just sat them at the table. You can fire it up.
Yeah. So then she goes over to Matt and goes, did you not hear me when I said I have to pour waters and wines?
But you said fire. You said fire, Fred. I mean, listen, it's okay this time, but next time, fire means fire, Fred.
Yeah. And then Lexi goes, I find it difficult when the chain of command is not to the T and like not respectful. Like, that's not going to fly with me. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that it's not going to fly with you, person who works for someone. like you're not the boss here. Like, you are, like, it's not their job to make you feel better about you doing your job. Or I guess it would be helpful maybe in certain leadership positions. But the point is this, Lexi is, like, very entitled. She's like, I guess I'm only seeing Croatia through a porthole. I'm like, yeah, because your job is to be on a boat, not to be on touring Croatia.
So Matt tells the stews in their little stew area. He's like, listen, I'm not going to fire the first course from now on until everyone is seated, okay? And they're like, oh, God, fine. They're
like, okay. Yeah. They don't care. Yeah. They, like, literally don't care. It's like, he's like, he's punishing them. Like, guess what? Here's the new rule. No one gets the food until they're all sitting down. Courtney gives a look like, I don't, Courtney hates him. I feel like Courtney despises him after the first episode.
Yeah. And Katie is like, okay. So she takes the meal up. And the first course is local seared scallop, not foreign, local. Okay. Right here, possibly under this boat. Very, very local. Okay. We are in the sea. We've found a way to get local seared scallop. On celeriac puree, on celiac's disease puree. Enjoy
celiac
that.
Disease. And topped with a truffle popcorn. And Clint goes, truffle popcorn!
Like, thank you, Jesus!
Thank you! This is the most prominent truffle popcorn I've ever seen on a mega yacht. A mega yacht!
My mother told me that when my grandmother is thinking about me, we're getting a truffle popcorn, and we got it.
So then Malia puts Z on anchor watch, and then he's like all stressed. He's like nervous about it, and Malia takes a photo of him in the chair, and it is like the most adorable photo. Like, it's so cute. And then he sends it to his brothers. He's like, hey, look at me.
He's like, guess he's on anchor watch.
Yeah, like the first person in the history of Below Deck to be excited about this.
So Malia just goes right down and fixes a cake in 2 seconds. She's like, okay, that was super hard. And I'll decorate this for you too, I guess, since you're not even going to decorate the fucking cake that you bought from a store, Matt.
I know. Like, congratulations on getting married. Here is your wedding cake that was decorated by the bosun.
So then so beautiful. Lexi and Matt. So she comes in and she's like, can we get the chops like as fast as possible? Because they're like this. That's what they're literally snapping out there. Okay. Literally. It's like West Side Story out there. Okay. Can we get the chops?
Like West Side Story. So then they bring up a rack of New Zealand lamb on Ratatouille and they serve it. And Therese goes, I don't eat pets. I'm like,
get
well, it's not a fucking cat.
Get it out of my face. I don't eat pets. Can you get me something that's not a pet?
I'm like, so do you just have a sheep that you... Do you have a sheep that you have as a pet? Like, do you bring it in? Like, how do you get it to the vet? Like, do you go on walks with your sheep? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, I feel like lamb is pretty standard, ma'am.
Yeah.
Give me a gerbil. Give me something that's not a pet. Okay?
I don't eat pets. Okay, I don't eat pets. Okay, don't you know it's a famous pet? That's why the songs goes. Mary had a little lamb. Okay, it's not Mary had a little gorilla. Okay, it's not a gorilla's not a pet, but lamb's a pet. Okay, Mary had a little lamb. Okay, most prominent lamb I've ever seen in my life.
On her preference sheet, it didn't say that she didn't eat pets. So I'm not really sure what to do with that.
Katie.
So she's like, will you be able to just eat the ratatouille? She goes, the mouse from the Disney movie? Because I'm pretty sure even though he was independent, he ended up as a pet. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I don't eat animals in Disney movies. Okay, I do not. That all you're ratatouille. Okay, I didn't eat ratatouille.
What's next, Dory? Just bring me fucking Dory's head on a spike and ask me to eat that.
Oh, you're gonna bring me some. You're bring me some bugs. Like, it's literally called a bug's life, not a bug's death.
Oh, what a nightmare of a human being! Jeez. So Katie goes down, and she's like, "Well, she doesn't eat lamb. Can she have ratatouille? I mean, listen, don't take it personally. She's just wasted me, person." And then we see Therese. She gets the ratatouille, and she just throws the plate on the table.
Yeah, into the middle.
Like, I don't need food that could have had a pet on it.
So then Matt downstairs is just sweeping away. He's just like cleaning up the galley and everything. So Lexi comes stomping in and she's, because people want more lamb. Everyone wants lamb. Everyone loves the lamb except for Therese. So Lexi comes stomping in and she's like, she said you can plate some extra lamb. He's like, okay, Fred, but watch that pile of dirt right there, that very small pile of dirt, because it's literally like the size of like a receipt. You know, it's like a tiny little pile of dirt.
Yeah, she's like, well, plate the lamb, please. And he's like, well, grab a plate. Dirt, dirt. She brings a plate. He's like, you're stepping in my dirt. You're stepping in my pile.
Stepping in my dirt pile.
Stepping in my dirt
Get
pile.
Get out. You're stepping in my dirt pile. Dirt
like,
pile.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And then she's just like picking up the lamb lollipops and shoving them down her face.
She eats two of them. It's shocking. She just eats it. Like, just
and
eats
he
it. And then she tells
anything,
him.
Thing, which is really what? Weird. Why wouldn't well, he say something?
I know. Well, because she's like, don't worry about the fucking dirt. Right now is not the time. And then she steps in the pile again and goes, can you please not step in that? Fred, I just swept the dirt pile. Don't worry about it. I will sweep it up, okay? Just focus on putting the lamb on the plate. And then then he loses. He goes like, you can't talk to me like that. Like, you're the boss. I'm in charge. Never again. Never again. Get out. She's like, whatever, non-beauty pageant winner.
Yeah. So she brings up the lamb. And Matt's so mad. He's like, that fucking girl. Am I right, Dirt? Am I right? So they're like, hey, great lamb. We want some more lamb. Get us some more. Yeah, lamb, lamb. Give us some pets. Yeah. Bring some lamb on leashes. All right? Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, he doesn't have any more lamb. It's not like she ate all the lamb, but, like, he could have provided at least two more pieces. So he is pissed. He's like, she just ate everything. I mean, don't touch until you're sure the guests are done.
And Lexi's like, I'm so sorry, but we ate a lamb.
I don't eat pets.
This is the most prominent pet I've ever petted. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So now, meanwhile, Z is like really nervous about his first stocking the next day. Just want everyone to know that's where Z's head's at. And then Clint makes a toast. He's like, I just want to say how thankful and grateful I am. I'm sitting here. I got a beautiful wife. My stomach is full of pets, and I'm so happy.
I'm basically burping my PetSmart over here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't tell the ESPCA, okay? All right, I have a class action lawsuit against my stomach.
So Matt has the staff take up the cake, or he comes up, he follows he brings the cake up. But he's like, I didn't want to be part of the cake service because I didn't want him asking about the cake, you know, because then I'd have to say, yeah, I bought it. But you know what? I just did a multi-course service. I mean, I can buy a cake. No, you fucking can't. You suck. You need to get out of here, sir.
Yeah.
You cannot just buy a cake. That's part of this show. Stressing you out with cakes is part of it.
Yeah, we've seen many below deck chefs pull off the cake, okay?
You're cheating.
Cheating. Cheater brand. So then he gets out of there, and then they're eating the cake, and then Clint and Carrie do that, like, annoyingly cliche thing where they just shove cake into each other's face, and it's and finally Katie is like, hey, was shoving cake into someone's face romantic? I'd be so pissed, especially if it's my wedding day and my makeup is looking bomb. I agree.
Yeah. So then Matthew sees Lexi, and he's like, listen, it's not that big of a deal, but you know what? I'm trying to be nice, and you know what? The one time I say something, there can't be an argument. She's like, I get it, but do not tell me to get out of somewhere, okay? Because I never tell you to get out of our area.
Yeah. She says, I get that you don't want anyone in your dirt, which is, like, hilariously passive-aggressive, but also rude. His problem is that he shouldn't have had to explain himself. Because he laid down the law, he drew the line, and then he kind of retreated. So now she's gonna now she knows she can push, right? So like he should have like not worried about if he was being too mean, even though what he was saying was like, I mean, I would be afraid to say something like that because I'm like afraid of confrontation. But like I feel like once you do that, you don't then like equivocate, you know? You just like, I'm the boss, right?
Yeah, I think she's totally wrong, but here's my thing. Why is the dirt pile right there? Okay? You sweep up the dirt and you leave it right in front of the service. Like, you plate all the food and you leave a dirt pile that you put there. Why would you do that?
And why doing a dirt service?
It's like, yeah. Like, all you have to do is move it a foot over. Why would you put all the dirt right in front of the lamb chops and then go, don't step in the dirt. You stepped in the dirt. It's a service area. Move your fucking dirt pile, okay? And it's the tiniest dirt pile I've ever seen. This guy is acting like he's just like, you know, swept up the Sahara. It's like a tiny little thumb-sized clump of dirt, sir.
Yeah, I don't know why he was sweeping the dirt. It was a tiny amount of dirt. It was not like, it was truly like making a mountain out of a molehill. Like that was would be an apt description for this. But that being said, I mean, Lexi is also, she is really like, she definitely thinks that she's a guest, I feel like. So Matt's like, why was it an issue not to stand in the pile I just swept? She goes, I don't know. I'm tired. So, you know, I offered up to clean it up. So it's this little dirt was not a big deal. And she's like, I can't believe how upset he is over the dirt, which admittedly, I also can't believe how upset he is. But
I think he's more upset over her just being like, ugh.
Yeah,
do whatever I want. Exactly. Tuck your dirt. I'll deal with you in a minute. While she's like sitting there eating his lollipops.
Yeah, so that was really bad. Eating a lollipop without asking.
Stepping in his dirt and eating the food without asking. then we get bedtime, and there's like a heart towel on the bed, which is, you know, I guess nice because it's romantic, but it's also the most, it's also the least effort that I've ever seen. Like, make two swans kissing. I don't know why I'm complaining about this whole thing. I think it's because Therese is on board, and I'm like, it's a mega yacht.
We need better towel art. It's a mega.
It's the best part of a cruise is the amazing towel art.
Yeah. So, yeah, then David lets out a big fart, and it smells like eggs. So now it's the next morning, and it's the final day of charter, and it's going to be a docking. And Katie offers, she makes like a date to have some tea with Lloyd later. So he's really happy because he's going to try to win her over with his accent. And now it's time for the first big docking. And this one had this docking drama has a little extra sizzle because we have dolphin drama, not real dolphins, just buoys that are called dolphins, which means we get a lot of, I can't see the dolphin. I can't see the dolphin. There's a dolphin coming up. I can't see the dolphin. We're close to the dolphin. Look out for the dolphin. The dolphin.
Now a dolphin, that sounds delicious.
You know, in Florida, I forget what fish it is, but like it's called dolphin on the menu. Of course in Florida. I think it's like mahi-mahi.
Okay.
They literally call it dolphin. And I remember looking at the menu and being like, what, they serve dolphin in Florida? And it was just like another term for like tuna or something. I gotta look it up. But I was Florida. Like, that's bonkers.
Oh, Florida. Just because they can, you know? Just, got the tourists. So, yeah. So it's a bunch of dolphins. Dolphins are big concrete, you know, buoys out in the water, which, you know, seems like a silly mistake to me to make big concrete buoys that boats have to navigate between. But, you know, whatever. You guys run your ocean how you run it. Okay? Yeah. So then Malia is like, oh, my God. Captain Santy not being able to see the dolphin. It's worrisome. Oh, it's worrisome. Like, you're going to hit the dolphin. There's wind. There's wind in the dolphin.
There's a lot of dolphin drama with those buoys. I got caught up in it. I'm not going to lie. I was like, she's going to hit the dolphin. But, you know, I feel like the entire time, they're just, you just know everyone's thinking, yeah, I can't be as bad as Captain Glenn, though. Poor Captain Glenn. He's never going to live down that moment.
So then they did great, of course. Great job, Malia. Wow, you did great. Whoa. And you know what? Z even did a great job on the heaving lines. Whoa. That is, you know what? That was me giving you a chance, giving him a chance. You know what? Pay it forward. That's what I always say. So then we see the married guy, Clint, who's now wearing his hubby hat.
I didn't even notice that. I'm like mad. I'm mad that you noticed that because I almost went through life not knowing that he wore that hat.
Ugh. So then everyone's like high-fiving, and the captain's just glad that Matt made it through without leaving again. She's like, you know what? The knees gone. The attitude's there. I'm not going to jinx it. I'm not going to jinx it. And then it's time for a Teresa speech.
I just wanted to let you guys know that we're in the hospitality business.
Really? Oh, okay.
We own 3 different TGI Fridays. And we're thinking about launching a new concept called Mega Yacht. Mega Yacht. Mega Yacht, Sandy.
And the food is what we look forward to the most.
Unless it's pets. .. not pets.
And Matt, you made it happen. So good for you, Matt.
Katie, you had your girls on point because unlike Matt, you didn't kill any pets.
So she hands him a big wad of cash. And the captain's like, wow, we got tipped. Did they say how much it was? I didn't write it down.
$25,000. Yeah.
Wow. That's good, right?
It was amazing. It was the most prominent tip I've ever seen in my life.
So they're all congratulating each other and getting ready to go out. And the captain's like, wow, Katie, you were incredible. I just wanted to say it's so nice to have a chief stew who's not snorting heroin up your marijuana pen veins. Okay? Thanks. Thanks for that.
Also, I just want to say that when they were getting changed for the tip meeting, Matt goes, dude, what a great first charter. I'm like, maybe for you because you skipped the first day of it while everyone else struggled and they nearly, like, their entire tip was in peril because of it. Maybe for you.
Yeah, and he tells them, guys, you know what? You all deserve a portion of my tip. No, they deserve your whole fucking tip. You should give your whole tip, first of all. And the chef's like, well, we're not going to do that. And they're like, well, you can buy us shots, though. Ha, 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 ha. So it starts off nice, like a little joke. Like, you can buy us some shots.
Yeah. So now they're going out. It's nighttime. They're getting into vans. And Matt goes, you know what, Fred? Before I came on here, I was like, I hope there's Kiwis on board. And I hope the stew is nice. And I got the 2-in-1 combo, huh? And she's like, it's right. That's right. You still bought me a drink, though.
So it's basically like me dating 2 of yous now, right? That's how we like it. That's how we like it, Fred.
Shit, bear. So then everyone sits down at the table and, you know, the girls ask if every one of the guys are straight, and Lloyd is like, well, you know, me and 2 other guys did contemporary dance in school and lots of leaping, and I used to get called gay for doing it, but then they found out I always spent our weekends with 30 girls and were like, the joke's on you, brother. And then I spent the rest of my weekend standing on top of a desk in a car dealership, having people throw books at me until I could smile.
And David gets a couple of shots in him, and he's just like all teeth out at Malia. He's like, wow, yeah. Malia looks beautiful. It's a new dynamic being attracted to someone who's my boss. And then Matt's like, hey, guys, I'm going to buy a round. Okay. I'm going to buy a round for us, guys.
Yeah. And then Katie's, they start giving him shit. They're like, oh, remember when we didn't get a break? Remember that? Remember that? And he's like, yeah, yeah, you know. He's like, no, I get it, but I can't change what happened. And I feel bad, obviously. I feel bad.
Yeah. But he's getting visibly annoyed, you know, because they won't let up. They're like, ha ha, that's one shot. You still owe us a day's worth of shot because we did your work, loser.
Yeah, they're just basically they're basically just like giving him the business. And he thought he could do like one round and everything would be okay. But they're still giving it to him as they deserve to. And now he's going to turn himself into the victim all over again.
Yeah. So they talk about who's dating who's, right? So the guys, is this where the guys go outside? So the guys are outside and the girls are talking about the guys. And yeah. Lexi's like, yeah. Do you know who I find attractive? The girls. Because the guys, looks wise, they're nice. They're yeah. really nice.
Yeah, they're not great. And meanwhile, yeah, basically the girls are like eyeing Jake, the engineer, and Martin. But Jake has a girlfriend. And then, and Courtney, by the way, makes a joke about dad. She starts calling Z daddy, which I think is the funniest thing ever. Like, I love Courtney. I think she's so funny. And I just love that she's just like, happy birthday, daddy. So then someone asks Matt if he's like a trisexual. And he goes, no, I'm a vibe sexual. I'm like, oh, you know that like he'd be one of those people that's on HBO Real Sex, you know, where it's just like always some creepy person doing some weird.
Yeah, that's never anybody you want to see fucking. Never.
Yeah, never. Yeah.
And Courtney's like, ew, he's like a creepy uncle. I mean, he really does give me creepy uncle vibes, but you know, like an uncle that can give you like a thumb in your toot, you know?
Yeah, she's like, well, you know, even a crazy uncle, even a creepy uncle could give you a little bit of a, you know. And then Matt, by the way, is like, hey, I had a circle jerk with me and two girls once. I'm like, thanks for sharing, Matt. Really? Really?
Oh, God. I just block him out, I think, half the time.
I think, yeah, I'm getting you back for saying that Clint was wearing a hat that said hubby. Now I'm getting your brain stuck with images that you don't need.
Okay, so Z gives a speech about how he's so glad to be with them if he can't be with family on his birthday. And, yeah, they're calling him daddy and stuff. And
like, happy birthday, daddy. And he loves it because he has such a crush on Courtney. So every time she calls him daddy, he's, like, totally cheesing out.
And he's like, wow, you're so positive. Like, it really would change my whole day, you know? It changes your whole day if you can start your day with someone positive. And Lexi's like, yeah, that's not me. I start the day and I'm like, fuck off.
He's like, well, and I'd be like, you can say fuck off in the stew pantry, but not the galley. Sort of like a callback, you know? And
yeah, he was like mad at me, you guys. He was mad at me. Yeah, because I swept the pile of dirt and then she wouldn't move off the dirt. And Lexi goes, I'm like, plate the pork chops. Like, that's all I need from you right now, okay? And she's laughing and he's getting so mad.
And she's like, I'm not disrespectful unless someone is being disrespectful to me and I'm not going to back down. So Matt's like, you know, it's funny because we're living and working with people we wouldn't even speak to in normal circumstances. And she's like, so you wouldn't speak to me in normal circumstances? You wouldn't speak to me. She's like, that's not true. Bullshit. And you're not a person I'd speak to.
Dun, dun, dun.
The big cliffhanger.
Yes. What does that mean,
Matt? How could you say that?
Wow. So there was Below Deck Mediterranean, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lesson to be learned. Don't serve Therese pets. Okay, guys? Yeah,
don't serve pets, people. Lisa Vanderpump started this on Bravo, and Therese is just carrying that flame. Okay? She's carrying
the flame. Taking it all the way.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with a little Real Highest Wars of Beverly Hills. And we'll talk later. Okay.
Or New York tomorrow. New York tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. New York, then Beverly Hills. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.